Freestyle Travel. Hey everybody, it's your host, Kenny Flannery, as always. And I got an on-the-go one for you. I can't remember if I've done one like this in a little bit, but today we are going to hitchhike together to Phoenix, Arizona. Coming from Laughlin, Nevada. It's a 3.5 hour drive. We'll see how many rides it actually takes and how long it actually takes to hitchhike. I'm leaving Laughlin right now. I got a sponsor in this episode I'll mention later, Magic Mind. They gave me a special code for January, so that's pretty cool. And yeah, we're already on our way, so let's just get started, huh? All right, so step one, we're walking out of town here. There is traffic, as you can hear, but I'm on the sidewalk right now. It's always hard to hitchhike when you're on the sidewalk just because not a lot of room to pull over, and people are sometimes just going not far. So I could have my thumb out right now. I just don't even feel like doing that as I walk. Probably wouldn't hurt, but it's about a mile and a half or two to the spot where town definitely ends. It's just open road. So I'm gonna walk that far. I'm going to Phoenix to see my buddy Larry. Larry's a friend of mine. I actually met through couch surfing. He hosted me early in my travels back in, 2008 maybe. And back then, when I had first started traveling, I made a kind of a little travel app for myself to help me find rides and different ways to get places. And I started working on that, and when I met him, I showed it to him, and he really liked it, and we ended up calling it trip hopping, starting a whole thing with that. Anyways, I'm trying to get that going again, so going down there to talk to him about it and hang out, drink some good beers, I'm sure. I'm pretty sure he's got this Imperial Stout that we brewed sometime in the last couple years that I haven't tried yet. We homebrewed like 5 gallons of this stuff. 10%+, maybe 11.5%. I think it's sort of like a Bananas Foster's kind of vibe. It's definitely supposed to have a little bit of a banana flavor. Remember we added some of that. It sat on rum-soaked oak for, I don't know how long, months and months and months and months. So pretty sure there's some of that down there. So yeah, I'm just excited all the way around. We get down there, catch up with him, talk about this travel app quite a bit, drink some of that beer. So that's what's got me hitchhiking today. So I'll check in with you again here once I get a little closer to the edge of town, start getting some rides. All right, you guys. All right, I'm now crossing the bridge, crossing the Colorado River, out of Nevada and into Arizona. Hour earlier, I believe, time zone difference. And up here a little bit, let's take a left, and yeah, it's where pretty much the city, if you want to call it that, breaks away. Laughlin, where I was, is just a kind of a casino town. There's not even a grocery store there. It's like a Family Dollar. The other side of the river that I'm crossing to now is Bullhead, Arizona, and that's like a legit town. Yeah, they got grocery stores, probably a bowling alley, you know, whatever. Tons of fast food, stretches on for a little while. That's all to the right. Like I said, I'm going left. And yeah, hopefully I get someone breaking away. At least to Kingman. That's sort of the next city. And then beyond Kingman is another junction. But then it's kind of home free to Phoenix. We'll see. River's looking good. All right, let's keep it going. All right, I'm now on the breakaway road. There's kind of no more actual town. It's just highway. The only thing is there's still a curb right here and a guardrail and stuff. I'm remembering this from last time I hitchhiked this road, somewhere in the last year. Going to see a different friend, but there's a truck. But just nowhere to pull over, really. So I don't think I gotta walk too much further until there's a shoulder again. So I'll just kind of walk forward, leave my thumb out while I'm walking back to traffic anyway, but hopefully up here in just a little bit, there'll be some spots where people can actually pull over. And then I imagine someone's got to be on at least a Kingman. But we'll see. Last time I hitched this road, I did get a ride from someone who wasn't even going all the way to Kingman, which isn't that far. It's like 15 miles or something. So, hyper local ride. But it still works out. It's still better than no ride. So let's see what happens this time. I think I can see ahead to where I got picked up the last time. Not far at all. Let's keep it moving. All right, I'm a little bit further up. See the traffic light in the not too far distance. Pretty sure that's gotta be the last traffic light until it's just breakaway highway. Curbs are annoying while hitchhiking. Like right now you can kind of hear how fast traffic is next to me, and they're like right next to me, and there's this curb, so technically someone could stop, and people have done this before. It's kind of dangerous. Just hold up traffic and hope people are paying attention. They could stop for me, but kind of dumb. So right now I don't even have my thumb out at all. So just gonna walk another, I don't know, a couple hundred yards or so to this traffic light, and I'm pretty sure the curb ends there, so there's actual shoulder for people to pull over. I can't remember now if the person who gave me a ride last time, if they just stopped in the middle of traffic or not. They might have. Get up here and figure it out. Alright, as I got closer to this light, the curb ended, but a lot of people are taking a right or a left. It's like a boat ramp up here. It looks like there's some camping to the left and the right, Lake Mead, National Recreational Area, stuff like that. So a lot of people turning at this road, but that also means there's going to be people turning onto the highway. So once I get past this little light up here, should be cruising. Might even stop walking. I don't know. I like to walk when I'm hitchhiking, just because it's something to do. Scenery changes slowly but surely. See, I'm just at this light right now, just about, so we'll see. So at least some people going straight. It's a good sign. So I've been standing on the corner here past the traffic light for 5 or 10 minutes. The road beyond looks like not a lot of shoulder, kind of winding. And sure enough, a guy wearing like a mechanic's onesie kind of suit. I saw him walking up this way on the other side of the street. Like a tan mechanic suit. And no backpack or anything. He took an angle and kind of passed me and walked beyond me. And then, sure enough, he was sticking his thumb out. This guy's hitchhiking too, I guess. So I'm kind of screwing up his day until I get a ride. Sometimes it goes both ways. There might be people who pass me, wish they picked me up, and then they see him and they're like, they get a second chance. So maybe it'll work out. But haven't seen another hitchhiker in a minute. So maybe it's common in this spot. I'm going to stay here for another 10 minutes or so, hopefully get a ride quicker than that. I might start walking too. Another 10 minutes or so, still waiting. Like I said, not a lot of room to pull over right behind me, kind of barely enough. Not the best spot, and yeah, the road could be windy. At some certain point I might just start walking, but there is the issue of that other guy hitchhiking. For example, if he just rounded the bend and is now just standing wherever he's standing, then I'm the one who's got to relinquish the spot to him if he hasn't gotten a ride yet. So not being able to see around the corner is kind of a thing. But hopefully, yeah, just get picked up. Probably another 20, 30 minutes of not getting a ride. I'm just going to start walking anyways because it's kind of boring standing around. I can still see the casinos in Laughlin very well in the distance. So got to get moving. All right, first ride in the books. Just got a ride to Kingman. Got a ride to the far side of Kingman, the good spot where it breaks away. A couple truck stops, a bunch of fast food. So I'm gonna go check out the on-ramp right here. Yeah, awesome dude picked me up. This guy, he'd traveled maybe 6 years himself just around the United States, hitchhiking or otherwise. So he gave me a ride. After like a mile and a half, we actually passed that guy who had walked by me in the jumpsuit or whatever. Didn't have room, or I imagine he would have picked him up too. But yeah, hopefully I get a good ride here. And I imagine they'll either be going through to Flagstaff. Kind of loud. There's a junction that heads to Phoenix. So I'll either get a ride to that junction or right through it. But in any event, feeling pretty good just to get that first ride and kind of get moving. Trying to stay focused for the day. So I should mention that Magic Mind stuff. I told you in the beginning they gave me a discount code for January, like to make it super cheap. You might have heard me talk about this Magic Mind in one of the last few episodes. It's this like 2 ounce shot that you can take instead of coffee or with coffee. It tastes pretty damn good. And just gets you super focused. It's like a mix of matcha and cordyceps mushrooms and adaptogens and nootropics and all this good stuff. They sent me some of it. I tried it and damn, it's pretty tasty. And I started getting into coding again just after I took that stuff. Like it got me like locked in. And unlike coffee, it doesn't make you like crash at the end of the day. And kind of the more you keep drinking it, like kind of builds. By the more you keep drinking it, I mean like if you drink it straight for a week in a row, just like one of these shots every morning. Yeah, just kind of has a, what's it called, a combined effect. So after the first week of taking it, I was just like so locked in on the programming stuff I was doing. So if you guys want to check it out, I suggest you do it this month, or at least use the code, because they gave me a new discount code for you guys. So you go to magicmind.com/JanFreestyleTravel, Jan is in January, and use my code KenF20. They're going to give you a whole month for free of the subscription, so you can like get it subscribed so they can just keep shipping it to you, which is pretty awesome. So, and then in addition with the code, I think it's like 75% off altogether. So yeah, subscribe for 3 months and get a month free of the Magic Mind stuff. Again, that link is magicmind.com/JanFreestyleTravel and use the code KenF20 for 75% off, y'all, on some Magic Mind. If I had it, I'd be drinking it right now. Oh man, someone just stopped. All right, I think I got a ride here. Maybe? Let's see. All right, that's the sound of trucks in Phoenix. Made it. What's up? Awesome. Okay, so, yeah, when I jumped off last time, I thought a RV stopped for me. They did not. It stopped for something else. But literally, like, 2 minutes later, 18-wheeler pulls up, and this woman says she's going to Phoenix. That's where I'm going. That's where I am. So, yeah, hung out with her for, I don't know, 2-3 hours. Let that truck go by. Yeah, super good conversation the whole way. She's been on the road for years. She's driven all over the country. Last 7 years, she's just been going between Salt Lake, home here in Phoenix, and Albuquerque. So yeah, lucked out. Still plenty of daylight left. I think it's like 3 p.m. So whatever. It took me a total of probably less than 5 hours to go 3.5. Not so bad at all. So yeah, gonna go meet up with my buddy. Let me play that outro music and I'll tell you what's next. We made it to Phoenix together, guys. We did it. We did it. Alrighty, so hope you guys enjoyed the little trip with me. It's kind of cool catching you guys up along the journey. It's also not too often I get picked up by a female truck driver, so I actually cannot remember the last time that happened ever. So maybe a first today, live? Hopefully this audio turns out not horrific. You don't realize how loud the road is until you're talking into a microphone. But yeah, that was kind of cool. Maybe I'll do some more episodes like this and some bigger journeys If you ever get on my Patreon, some of you guys are, patreon.com/KennyFlannery. Kind of do a version of what this is. Got a little micro podcast. That's the big thing on the Patreon that people get is I do little 1 to 5 minute recordings just throughout the week, updating on what I'm doing, and people can subscribe to that podcast through the Patreon. So it's kind of cool if you guys want to check that out. Gives me a little beer money. It's kind of loud. But yeah, now I'm going to hang out at a coffee shop till my buddy gets off work. And yeah, enjoy Phoenix and enjoy talking about this trip hopping app. I will most likely so loud. I will most likely get another episode up in the next week or two, actually. Either with Larry, my buddy here in Phoenix, or maybe just me, but probably talking more about trip hopping, what we're trying to do, how other people can get involved, maybe different stuff. I'm just like extraordinarily excited to catch up with my buddy tonight and drink some beers and really start talking about this project, because I started getting obsessed with it closer to Halloween again for the first time in years, and been obsessed with it for the last few months, so I get to talk about it some more, figure it out, get it moving. So that is it for the podcast. Once again, check out that Magic Mind if you want. Now is probably the best time with this extra code that they gave me, a January code. What was that code again? Oh, magicmind.com/JanFreestyleTravel with the code KenF20. Yeah, go use that, drink some Magic Mind. Let's see if they can ship something to Phoenix while I'm here. And while I'm working on the trippity hoppity. All right, that's it. A little bonus podcast, a little hitch podcast. Let me know if you guys like this one, and I'll do some more on the road style stuff like this. All right, that's it for now. I will see you guys down the road. And I need a new escape. With all my shit straight, I'll get my big break.